Redskins as 1-point favorites at home.
This one's amazing. The Jets are so Jekyll and Hyde, and this week 2.5 against the Colts.
I got no time for this game. Zero.
It's just
too much. I want nothing to do with this game. Like, I've been on the Colts often this year, and I think if someone forced me to play it, I would probably play the Colts plus 2.5. I feel like the Jets are getting all these points now because of what they did last week in Denver. But I don't think that's the team they are every week. Andrew Luck, to me, is the kind of guy who I have bet on him because I feel like he can keep his team in a game. Even that Patriots game, you know, they were within a score of covering the spread, if not for sort of the receiver dropping the ball and getting picked off by the Patriots and then running it back. Like, that's a random play that you can't really account for. So I would favor Andrew Luck in almost any underdog situation. But I'm not touching this game.
Rapid fire. We got about 90 seconds with Chad Millman, Action Network, at Action Network HQ, up on Twitter. I want to play a dog that's getting 10 or more points. Zona plus 10 against Minnesota, or do I go Buffalo plus 10 against Houston with a hobbled, but he is playing. Deshaun Watson is playing.
I got to tell you, this is so hard. I've had Arizona the past 3 weeks. I had him against the Bears. I had him against Seattle. I had him against San Francisco. And I remember I wrote this in a column on ActionNetwork.com on Sunday. As I was watching the Cardinals game and I'm seeing them beat the 49ers, I'm thinking about next week, and I wrote, am I too greedy to think the Cardinals are going to be huge dogs against the Vikings and I'm going to want to take them? I haven't taken them yet. I think the line is at 11. I'm thinking about taking them now. If I'm not incorrect and there are 11s out there, I would probably take the Cardinals.
All right, and last game. This is a tough one. Three in the hook. New England.
I'm doing it. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm doing it. I will tell you.
Are you?
I got New England minus 3.
So you got it at the right time. What do we do now on Thursday when we can't get threes unless something crazy happens over the weekend and the public goes nuts on the Chiefs?
I would take him at 3.5. Or here's what I would do. You're right. The public might go nuts on the Chiefs on Sunday, but they might not. I actually feel like the Patriots are going to win this game going away. There is so much inflation in the Chiefs line right now. I am very comfortable on the Chiefs at 3. I mean, on the Patriots at 3. I'm very comfortable on the Patriots at 3.5.
Wow. All right. Chad, we appreciate it. Good luck this week. I need some winners. I need some winners, my friend. See you later.
We always do. Bye-bye.
Yes. Chad Millman, Action Network. Go on Twitter. At Action Network HQ, download the app. They've got the real-time stats. He just told you, you know, if you're waiting for a game to go to a certain number, the alert comes up, you bet it like that. And, you know, he's giving you advice there. You got to follow the numbers throughout the week and also be good at predicting the numbers and where they're going to go, because, you know, you want to get a number at 3 before it jumps to 3.5, because as we've been told, you know, that hook sometimes, considering, what, 10% of games will land on 3, that hook is freaking gigantic, and it was last week, right? Texans and the Cowboys landed on 3, and if you had the Cowboys, then you were in good shape. All right, 5 o'clock hours on the way. Or check that, 4 o'clock hours on the way.
You're 90 seconds away from more Cofield and Company, right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Want to hang at a cool spot for Thursday Night Football to watch the game? Join Cofield and Company at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. There's free parking. That's right, free parking. Plus cheap eats and drinks. $12 on the buckets of beer, Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra. $3 drafts and $5 Micheladas. And when Cofield and Company is on during the daily happy hour, there's $2 pint shots and margaritas. ESPN Las Vegas' home for Thursday Night Football is the Corona Cantina at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at Flamingo and Paradise.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out, the world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, good for you!
And Adam Hill.
I totally hear you. I also don't like what you're saying.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Big Thursday as we're watching Vegas Golden Knights hit the ice against the Penguins here in a matter of seconds. And then we've got Thursday Night Football. Eagles. Giants. Eagles have really dumped on New York repeatedly in recent times. We'll see if it happens again tonight. Number is around town. Eagles minus one or two. We'll get you an update here on the William Hill number in just a few seconds. Late start to the Big Five, but I got to mention a couple things. I want Adam to get angry about one or both of these. Magic Johnson got the key to the city last night from Mayor Goodman at the Lakers game. Are you mad?
Keys to the city things never really bother me. That are just goofy. And
I don't get it. I got a tweet earlier, and someone's like, "Why?" I'm like, "Why not? Who cares?" I don't know, because he brings the Lakers here, and maybe he's going to get with freaking Silver to get an NBA team here on the reg. I don't know.
But it also didn't happen in Las Vegas, right?
Well, that's another one. I saw people bitching about that. Well, okay. Well, who would give the key for? Well, it's the key to the city. It's not the key to the county. Clark County. So Sisolak has to be out there with a shovel.
I think so.
Give one of his shovels back.
Guy?
And I thought it was cool. I don't know why people are angry. You guys are weirdos. And here's the other one. There will be no tickets sold for the Thanksgiving weekend pay-per-view showdown between Tiger and Phil. Well, no fans on the court.
That's the one I'm mad about. Like, I was, you know, I thought it could be a really cool event. I still think it could be a cool event. But, listen, we already talked about the pay-per-view and being a little high, and now no tickets being sold. It sucks that fans can't be out there. Cause I think it's cool. Like, we've talked about this. Having the chance to be out to that course a few times, it's cool just to go out there. Like, I thought it would be cool just to have the fans not only see the course, not only see the event and watch Phil and Tiger play, but also to see the course and to walk around and be on it. So I think that kind of sucks.
Big Five time.
Battled Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Four. Number five.
Talk about the story a couple days ago. What's the latest now with Antonio Brown? Lawsuit flipped out back in April, throwing stuff from his 14th floor condo. Vases, furniture. Someone's suing him because they had a kid with him. The kid can't sleep. He's got night tremors.
He's got anxiety. Yeah. He's two.
I don't know why you laugh at that.
Because two-year-olds don't have anxiety.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is you'll get more of a free pass for ripping on a two-year-old than I will for complaining that a dog got priority seating in front of me on a recent flight.
Well, it should. Dogs
really?
Are,
dogs yeah. over two-year-olds?
Well, dog... Like, I would say most... Dogs are about five-year-old kids. That's the equivalent to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Lock, boom, bam!
Their mental capacity and like, their understanding.
Anytime Chrissy can play lock, boom, bam, we're done with it. We're done with it. All right, Antonio Brown said what now?
Well, we heard about these statements about the whining two-year-old and his fake anxiety. Antonio Brown said, "It has now been made public that two lawsuits containing false claims have been filed against me. The facts will soon come out that prove my innocence. My focus will remain on football, and I will not let the cases serve as a distraction."
Okay. So, not much. Mike Tomlin, early in the week, also employed the same approach, and he's like, "Yeah, I really don't want to get into this." Jason Whitlock talked about Tomlin, because a lot of people are saying, "Hey, this is Tomlin's fault. Why doesn't he know what's going on? This stuff's always happening under Tomlin's watch." But it seems a little more than what the average NFL coach should be responsible for. Here's Whitlock on Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin potentially have a problem with Antonio Brown, and I think he does. I think that's why he's not talking about these incidents, and he's avoiding them completely, because I think if you go back to 2 years ago with the Facebook Live deal,
yeah,
and Mike Tomlin was very clear, it was selfish, it was irresponsible, he went after Antonio Brown. And then the organization came back and gave Antonio Brown the contract. I think Mike Tomlin said, "Oh, y'all made an organizational decision to invest in Antonio Brown. That is y'all's problem." Mm. And so when these issues come up with Antonio Brown, because Antonio Brown's issues are no secret. This dude is a loose cannon with a screw loose. And Mike Tomlin, every time something comes up, "I ain't in it. Wasn't my decision. That's their decision."
There you go. So is there a little, some battle lines being drawn over Antonio Brown between the organization and Tomlin, who may be completely fed up with the dude?
Maybe. I mean, I don't really know where his information's coming from or what he... Maybe he talks to people. I don't know. But, I think that they need him. So that's it changes kind of the dynamics and the math of some things.
Oh, they need him. They don't need his problems, though, and it can be frustrating. And this is something, you know, we predicted. I have no idea of the April incident, but we did mention Brown as a problem and Le'Veon Bell as a problem and Big Ben as a problem. And then you had the offensive line who turned into putzes over the Bell holdout, and that this season was going to be a really interesting season. Something I want to talk about in about 15 here as we get into more of the NFL games. Next up.
Number four.
And actually, this is one of the games I really want to get into with the Bengals and the Steelers. We just talked about the numbers. Boy, it's incredible. I was looking at the numbers for quarterbacks. You know that Eli Manning's quarterback rating is a 96.6. If this is 20 years ago, you're like, "Whoa, the old man's having a good year." But by today's standards, a 96.6 is, he's like the 12th, passer-rated quarterback by those numbers. He's actually like 19th in QBR because so many quarterbacks are putting up monster numbers. Well, they're protected. So for the defense, what the hell do you do now when you get a quarterback in your clutches, you have a chance to smash him to the turf and get a sack? Can you do it? One of the Bengals is like, "Yeah, on top of that, the guy we're going against is massive in Big Ben."
Carlos Dunlap was talking about the rule changes, and he said, "Anytime you try to tackle a 300-pound quarterback, it's going to be pretty difficult.
I like it.
But our mentality is to get to the quarterback, and once you get to him, you've got to bring him down within the rules." I mean, that's a obvious statement. I just love, as you do, I'm sure, the 300-pound quarterback. I don't know that Big Ben is 300. He's probably close. I mean, I think he's been listed at like 241.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
The equivalent of the 239 president.
He's 275, and I wish Dunlap had gone a step further and ripped the name from Jared Lorenzen. Can't go with Hefty Lefty, but
Pillsbury Throwboy. That's a good one.
So, seriously, if you're Carlos Dunlap, how do you drive through a 275-pound quarterback to get him to the ground?
I don't know.
You're not allowed to do it anymore.
Did you see the call on Bennett last week? People have talked about all these rules and the roughing the passer penalties and everything else, and they've been frustrated. I've said for the most part, the call, like, I know people don't like the rule, but the calls that are being made are actually, by rule, they are roughing the quarterback. Now, the Bennett one last week was preposterous in that he got to the quarterback, he got to Goff, and he went to tackle him, and he was going low, and he realized he's not allowed to. So he stopped and then just let Goff fall over him, and then they called it. Like, I was just dumbfounded by watching, because he stopped right at the legs. Oh, can't hit him. And they just waited for Goff to fall down, and they still called it. It's ridiculous. But in this case, it is true that you have to think about it, and you have to decide when you're going in on the quarterback if you can actually make that sack and if you can make that tackle, and sometimes you can't. Now, Roethlisberger actually is lighter this season than he's been in the past. He did come in better shape, and he talked about how it's actually helping him. He said knees, ankles, just being lighter. Those are all positives when it comes to this age and playing football in a sport where you're pounding on your knees and you've had a couple of surgeries. So anything you do to lighten the load on your knees and ankles is good. So he's saying he's lighter and it's helping him, but Carlos Dunlap is saying he's 300 pounds.
Next up.
Number three.
Are you waiting for breaking news to find out, one, Khabib's teammate, who, what's his name again? The guy who jumped in the cage.
Zubair Tukugov.
Easy to say. Jumped in the cage. He's the guy who jumped in the cage and punched McGregor. Two items here. Breaking news that he's been cut, and second, that Khabib is quitting the UFC. Because Khabib said, if that dude is cut, I'm done.
Yeah, he did make that proclamation. Now, there is some developments. First of all, Tukugov was supposed to fight Conor McGregor's close friend and training partner, Artem Lobov. He's the one that kind of started this whole feud and set it to the next level. That fight is not going to happen. There's no chance. They're not going to allow those two guys and their camps to come together for a potential fight later this month. That fight is off. Tukugov off that card. He's facing discipline. He was one of the people that went into the cage. So he's out. He's out of the fight. Lobov is still waiting for a new opponent. There's no word on whether he'll have a replacement yet. So that is going on. They did not cut Tukugov yet. They just removed him from that fight. But Nurmagomedov issued a statement today on his Instagram and said, if you cut him, then cut me too, or at least I will just leave. Like, I'll break the contract, I'll leave. Nate Diaz jumped in on this and said, no, don't send him out. Just cut me instead. I want out too. So everybody's kind of joining in on this. The bit of news that we did have today was that the commission has officially filed temporary suspensions against both Nurmagomedov and McGregor, which we talked about Monday was going to happen. It has happened. They're effective October 15th for 10 days, and then the commission will vote October 24th about indefinite suspensions until their hearings.
Okay. Exciting stuff. Very very exciting stuff. So we're not going to have an answer for at least a couple of weeks. If Khabib did leave the UFC and then just starts fighting in Russia, who's the guy? Kadyrov?
Yeah.
What if he starts fighting for his organization? Do you think the UFC will fight like hell with lawsuits and go after Putin and Kadyrov?
I mean, they might. I don't think it's going
to
work.
I mean, he's one of the guys in the world who could just tell the UFC to screw off, and there's nothing they could do about it if he's fighting back home. Now, he can't make $8 million a fight. I mean, I guess maybe he can. Maybe Putin will just say, hey, you know, one of the oligarchs, just give him money. But they can't stop him.
The really interesting thing there is that, you know, data might go to his good friend Donald Trump, and Donald Trump would have to ask his boss, Putin,
yeah,
to do something about it. I don't know if it would. He might back down.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Which relationship is stronger, Trump with Putin or Trump with White?
I got to think. That's a bad thing. Top two stories.
Number two.
So last night's Laker game, big crowd, 15,000 plus. I would say 20% Warriors fans. Good turnout by the Warriors fans. Dr. Dre, Draymond Green, master of kinesiology, did not play. But he has been talking recently about the upcoming season and looking back and looking ahead, and he had a weird story. Was it breaking bread or popping over a bottle of wine in the past that may have been responsible for this whole dynasty?
A little bit of both. He talked about a story of the ESPN, talked about the second round of the 2015 NBA playoffs. That's kind of the year where the dynasty was essentially launched. He said they were in Memphis, down 2-1. Steph just wasn't playing well, and it felt like the weight of the world was collapsing on us. This is according to Green. So he was in his room doing nothing, and I called him, and I said, hey, let's go get a drink. He said, cool. We go to the Blue City Cafe, drink a bunch of drinks, eat a bunch of garbage, and have a whole bunch of fun, and we win the next three games. That moment was the beginning of our run, where it could have gone all the way left. We just needed to get away from the game. He said later in the playoffs, they were playing Cleveland, down 2-1 again. Steph was struggling, so I took a bottle of wine to his room, just me and Steph in his room, crushing a bottle of wine, and then we win the next three. So I guess that's the key.
That was it? Just drink some wine and chill?
I guess, and the junk food. And, I mean, Kawhi thought it was funny.
It sounds like a date.
It kind of does.
I just took a bottle of wine to his room. We had, you know, we ordered some room service, just chatted.
Golden Knights just took the lead 1-0, about 6.5 minutes in on a Nosek goal. So 1-0 Golden Knights. Only 1-3 on the season, trying to break out of this. 1-0 over the Penguins. All right, top story.
Number one.
Let's do it. I lost track of where the hell I was today. What's going on with Jimmy Butler?
I don't know.
Does he know what he wants to do on a day-to-day basis?
I don't think so, but I think he is at least planning some of these things.
Okay.
Like, yesterday was a very weird moment in that he decided to practice all of a sudden. He has a scrimmage. He has some outbursts, yelling at the general manager, "You blankin' need me." He just was crazy. And then, sure enough, decides that he's going to do an interview with ESPN afterwards, and it looks like it's total chaos. But apparently it's not, because he called Rachel Nichols on Tuesday night and said, "Hey, ready to talk, might want to get up here, get to practice tomorrow, and watch what's going on." This was all planned out. There was nothing crazy or chaotic about it. He had a plan. He wanted to go on with ESPN. He wanted to tell his side of the story. He wanted everybody to talk about what he was doing at practice. It's all part of it. And then apparently he decides to have a players-only meeting. Like, how are you calling a players-only meeting? Why would anybody listen to you?
What's the end game? What's his goal?
To play in Miami.
Why is he yelling at the GM?
I don't know.
What does "you need me" mean?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what's going on. I can't. Apparently, you have to be Rachel Nichols to know what's going on, and you have to get phone calls from Jimmy Butler.
So what's going to happen here?
I assume they're going to have to trade him at some point. It doesn't seem fixable.
Awesome situation. Always really good when you get the trade low.
Yeah. Yeah, when you have a player that has made it clear he wants out, has caused chaos and drama in the organization, where teams are like, you clearly need to get rid of him. We'll give you a second-round pick in like 8 years as a conditional pick. Like, that's pretty much what he's trying to do to his trade value.
What's happened to him? He seemed like a pretty well-adjusted dude. Well, he's very well-liked in Chicago, well-liked at the start in Mini, then got super active on social media, was doing a lot of, he wasn't really star blanking, but, you know, hanging out with stars over the summer. So what's the deal?
So it turns out there is at least one source from the Bulls organization that spoke to a reporter and said it all changed for Jimmy Butler when he became best friends with Mark Wahlberg. Now, that sounds very strange, but it turns out they are actually very, very close friends, to the point where Jimmy Butler very often just shows up at Mark Wahlberg's kids' sports events and, like yells and screams, and, you know, for them and cheering for them.
Really?
He also goes to his house quite a bit, hangs out with them. They're buddies. If you look at both of their social media presences, you will see the other one featured quite a bit. It's very strange. I had no idea that this relationship was happening.
Is he a guy, if you're one of these big market franchises that's desperate for a player, is he a guy right now you just stay away from?
I mean, you would think so, but you probably want Wahlberg around. He's probably good for attendance and for, you know, interest, drawing interest in your team.
Like, the Lakers shouldn't be interested in Jimmy Butler after this, right?
Oh, that's perfect.
Nah. He's also not the right kind of player. I still think whatever the Lakers do this offseason, I mean, KD would be the top target, which, by the way, there was a story in the New York papers again today about KD with all these ties to New York, and, you know, there's problems in GSW, and he's already thinking about his exit. I don't know why. Well, this is the media writing this. I don't know why Knicks fans would want Kevin Durant, and I'm sure most people now are like, what? He will not work in New York.
No.
I mean, haven't we all seen how sensitive he is? The New York media will torture that guy. He'll never be able to handle it. No matter what he does, it'll be underwhelming for New York. They won't win a title, and he will be crying in his beer every day by what they write, social media.
Well, can he find it again? Because here, what the source said from Chicago was that Jimmy Butler came into the league driven by his underdog status and was always working hard, was always a good guy because of that. And it changed when he started hanging out with Mark Wahlberg, The feeling was his game stopped growing 3 or 4 years ago because his head got bigger and bigger because he's hanging out with celebrities and he's pals with them. And, I mean, it's possible, but could he, you know, could he change? Could it be a humbling experience at some point? I don't know. I mean, yesterday what was said was that he went out after not practicing at all and just destroyed everyone in the scrimmage. Was by far the best player on the floor. So is that motivation, or is that just temporary motivation? Is that going to go away? Did he rediscover something? I mean, it's tough to know. But at this point, it's not going to be them that find out. He's going to have to go somewhere else, I would imagine, and try to prove that he can still be that guy.
It's a weird deal. You know, maybe this will be all smooth over once the season starts. But I can tell you, if he gets traded, the Wolves are going to get screwed. They're not getting fair value at all for him.
What a stranger to you. Jimmy Butler hanging out in Wahlberg's backyard with Wahlberg's kids on his shoulders? Or Wahlberg and Jimmy Butler, like, at a vineyard, like, sampling wines? Because I'm looking at both the photos.
Why hasn't Jimmy Butler been in, like, every episode of Ballers? Close or not?
He should have been in Entourage.
Well, but now they're buds.
Yeah.
Should be in Ballers. Why not? All right, back to the NFL on the way back as we'll get into the Eagles and the Giants game. And beyond this game, Eagles, we think, are kicking the tires on a new running back now that Jay Ajayi is down for the season.
Cofield and Company will be back in minutes right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
It's Paul Powell.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how long your case takes. It can decide how much money your case settles for. And most importantly, it can decide how much money you put in your pocket. I've represented thousands of injury clients in the last 20 years. My total settlements and jury verdicts exceed $200 million. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500. The call is free and will come to you. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Lion Eagle Tony Baselli here from Westwood One with a Thursday night football preview. We've got NFC East action coming up from the Meadowlands. The New York Giants host the Philadelphia Eagles. Tony, it's a rivalry renewed. The Super Bowl champ Eagles against Eli Manning and the new look Giants.
All right, and it's only week 6, but with both teams coming in with back-to-back losses, each team needs a win desperately to keep pace in the NFC East. For the Giants, Beckham and Manning finally connected for a touchdown, and it looks like the offense might be turning the corner. The Eagles lose Jay Ajayi to an ACL. It will put even more of the burden on the arm of Carson Wentz.
All right, Tony, it's the Eagles at the Giants on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Napa know-how.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
It's not going anywhere this winter. It's the only convertible like it. Let me get this custom cover on.
Hold on there, neighbor. Are you storing it with Stabil in the gas?
Store it with what?
Stabil storage conditions gas so it doesn't break down into sludge and water, clogging and corroding engines, like someone else you might know.
Awesome! Can I borrow some?
Sure. After you return, my leaf blower, my chainsaw, my weed.
Stabil storage. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Vegas Bike Fest is October 11th through the 14th at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Three concerts for $35. Puddle of Mud, Fog Hat, and local favorite, Her Story of Rock. Use promo code LVB527 at LasVegasBikeFest.com and receive $10 off your registration. PT, Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar is the place to be for hockey season. Enter to win tickets to a Vegas Golden Knights game in our VIP suite. And be sure to ask your bar host how you could win $20 in free play for every night's goal. Watch the game with sound on while enjoying $20 beer buckets, food specials from $3, and the best happy hour in town with 50% off drinks 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. PT's Entertainment Group, official sponsor of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Do you have feet, back, or leg pain? All of us are susceptible. Think about it. That's 2% of your frame holding up 98% of your body. That can lead to problems. I put a hurting on my feet, doing a lot of yard work, plus all that walking when I'm working the sidelines during the games. It's Steve Cofield here. I went to see the folks at the Good Feet Store. They'll tell you about the four arches of the foot and try to make sure those foot tissues are getting exercised like they need to be. And at the Good Feet Store, it's more affordable than ever to try their three-step system that can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. You can go into the Good Feet Store 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. Why not? You gotta try them out. And the products come with a lifetime guarantee. If you have foot problems, here's a solution with my friends at the Good Feet Store. Two locations, one at 26 West Sahara, right across from Palace Station, and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet Store today.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
The Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival returns October 12th and 13th to the Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Demo the latest clubs, get amazing deals on equipment and merchandise, sample some great craft beers, and get a free round of golf. Go to golffestshows.com for details.
The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is your spot for Sunday football. ESPN Las Vegas is on the scene from 8 to 10 a.m. inside the Superbook to start your Sunday off right. Free parking, food starts at $3, $25 buckets, and great prizes. It's football central each Sunday at the Westgate.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
The 2018 Subaru Forester. It has road gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus a fuel-efficient 32 miles per gallon. Plus, the Forester has 8.7 inches of ground clearance and available X mode for even more confidence. The 2018 Subaru Forester. That's peace of mind wherever the road takes you.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Forester 2.5 ICBT models. Actual mileage may vary.
Now on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
It's Cofield and Company, broadcasting live from the William Hill Race and Sportsbook at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino.
This is a game I bet the most amount of money on this week. I love Philadelphia in this spot. I do not think Minnesota is good. I know you picked them to win the North. You're high on them. I am not. This defense is dookie.
It's in the air, and it's Lynn Ball! Look at Lynn Ball rumble! 30, 20, he's so hungry, he's going to eat in the end zone! Lynn Ball, Joseph!
$5 personal one-topping pizzas and $4 drink specials. You gotta hang now with Cofield and Company at Pizza Rock inside Green Valley Ranch.
Hobby, yeah, let's go.
You can do that, but today we're at Silver Sevens. I think that might be my guess. See, Big Mac makes a mistake, I make a mistake. Big Mac all over Eagles, saying the Vikings stink.
He bet the Vikings, though.
Is that what his comeback will be?
I think so.
Forget it. I can't even deal with him from Friday to Sunday. Yeah, come on out here to Silver Sevens, William Hill Racing Sportsbook. All the bars in the joint. $3 on the beers. Bud Light, Michelob Ultra. That's during all VGK and NFL games. It's like every day of the week, essentially. So we got a double dip right now. VGK is playing. It's 1-1. Fat Phil Kessel just scored to tie the game. It was Nosek who got the Golden Knights out to the 1-0 start. All right, a couple of notes. Let's build off of a few things on Twitter, actually. One, Brian Mahoney, AP, just sent over on Twitter, Lakers-Warriors game Wednesday watched by nearly 2 million viewers. How about that for a preseason game? Making it ESPN's most watched preseason game ever, and most watched on any network since 1994. And that's as far back as the records go. So that's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. We knew there was a lot of interest.
Yes. Yes. LeBron has brought... The Lakers were sort of popular, even as losers, the last 4 or 5 years. But this is definitely next level. Positive at the arena last night at T-Mobile. Remember you guys cracking on the organ that they brought in for the Knights games? All night long during the Laker game. All night long. It was wonderful.
Was it?
Oh, God, it was great.
Did they play all night long?
They didn't play all night long.
Okay.
I was going to break into singing All Night Long by Lionel Richie, but the organ was a constant part of the game. I loved it.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people that really hate it.
Well, I think they're terrible people. They have no idea what they're doing, and they've never been to a game, apparently.
Well,
what are these, 14-year-olds?
Yeah, but wasn't the whole point that Vegas doesn't do things the other way other people do?
You don't throw all tradition out the window.
Okay.
You just don't do it.
Okay.
As an example, trash talk has always been part of football, right?
Sure.
So for some reason, Stephon Gilmore, one of your old guys from the Bills, has decided to get involved with what was going on last week with Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill. And, you know, Ramsey did a great job on Tyreek Hill. He backed up what he said. So Gilmore went on the, you know, Gilmore's on the Patriots now. Now keep in mind, the Jags beat the Patriots, and then the Jags went on to get crushed by the Chiefs. The Chiefs are playing the Patriots now. I don't know what any of it means. They're probably all going to meet up in some form or fashion
right
in the postseason. Gilmore went on a local radio show, and he said of Ramsey, quote, a lot of guys that talk are mostly zone guys, so they have a lot of energy to do that. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Does anyone want to argue who the better cornerback is, Jalen Ramsey or Stephon Gilmore?
Gilmore's really good, but he also makes a lot of really big mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey is better.
So
sure.
Ramsey, on being called a zone guy by a fellow cornerback, said, I mean, we know that's the furthest from the truth. I'm going to continue to do what the team asked me to do, either man or zone. Maybe he should try it. I was an all-pro. It's cool, though, because I never understood why someone on the same side of the ball would hate on someone, because maybe I'm a threat or something. It was weird to me. It's lame. It's corny. That's him, though, and he also threw in a shot basically for Gilmore, because someone said, hey, what do you think about Gilmore and the D being torched by you guys? And they were.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles threw for 376 on the Patriots and Gilmore. And he goes, He goes, I'm not going to bag on him. He goes, I don't want to talk about another corner. He goes, I just hope he turns it around.
So he
Gilmore.
He does talk about another corner, just doesn't do it outwardly. Good. That was good.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah. It's great. Jalen Ramsey is amazing, not only as a player, but as a talker, as a tweeter, as everything. So he's good.
Eagles going to this game tonight, and it's still two here at William Hill. This is the kind of number you got to shop because there are some one-and-a-halves out there. There are some ones out there. If obviously, if you're betting the Eagles and you want to get a one, if you're betting the Giants, you want to get the two. Story out that the Eagles were asking about their old running back who's on the Bills now, LeSean McCoy, who I would say is what would you put the number at? 80%? He's going to be traded. The Bills are going to stick with him?
He should be traded.
Right. So the Eagles ask about LeSean McCoy's availability. And then what do the Bills say? They didn't deny it, right?
No. We get a lot of phone calls. Yeah. LeSean's a good part of our team. Like, so they have inquired, and you are trading him? Like, where do you stand? I understand, you know, in this situation, I know that he works, McDermott works very closely with the GM Bean, and, you know, I'm sure they talk about everything. But in his case, he can rely on the, hey, I'm going to coach the guys that we have on the field. He can keep using McCoy until he's traded. But he should be traded. I think if you're being honest, if you're McDermott, you're like, I don't know why we wouldn't trade him. Why are we making him languish away on this awful team when he's not a part of the future and this team is all about building to the future? That's what you should say. I mean, they need to get a high pick somehow to get a quarterback. That's what they need. So, you know, maybe you try to work out and get a second. I don't think you get a second. Maybe a third or fourth for McCoy. And then use those to try to turn around and package for a first-round pick. You need one.
We'll give out our Eagle side or Giant side. Did I give it away there? Eagle side or Giant side by saying Eagle side? I don't know who you're on. Brad Powers is going to join us from pregame.com and straight out of Vegas nationally on Fox Sports National. And of course, he'll help us out with about 8 to 10 college football games.
The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is your spot for Sunday football. ESPN Las Vegas is on the scene from 8 to 10 a.m. inside the Superbook to start your Sunday off right. Free parking, food starts at $3, $25 buckets, and great prizes. It's Football Central each Sunday at the Westgate.
Do you have feet, back, or leg pain? All of us are susceptible. Think about it. That's 2% of your frame holding up 98% of your body. That can lead to problems. I put a hurting on my feet, doing a lot of yard work, plus all that walking when I'm working the sidelines during the games. It's Steve Cofield here. I went to see the folks at the Good Feet Store. They'll tell you about the four arches of the foot and try to make sure those foot tissues are getting exercised like they need to be. And at the Good Feet Store, it's more affordable than ever to try their three-step system that can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. You can go into the Good Feet Store 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. Why not? Got to try them out. And the products come with a lifetime guarantee. If you have foot problems, here's a solution with my friends at the Good Feet Store. Two locations, one at 26 West Sahara, right across from Palace Station, and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet Store today.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Frank Finley is having spooky savings this October that'll make you go, no, not like that, like, woo! Right now, you can purchase a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT and save over $10,000 off MSRP when you finance with GM Financial. That's 20% below MSRP, and there are plenty to choose from. Woo! Finley Chevrolet, home of the, woo! Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Find new roads.
Unapproved credit total value based on 5940 MSRP, some customers may not qualify. Not available special financing needs and some other offers. See dealer for details. Pick retail delivery by 10/31/18.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
The 2018 Subaru Forester. It has road gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus a fuel-efficient 32 miles per gallon. Plus, the Forester has 8.7 inches of ground clearance and available X mode for even more confidence. The 2018 Subaru Forester. That's peace of mind wherever the road takes you.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Forester 2.5 ICBT models. Actual mileage may vary.
Now on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I can never remember whether Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492 or if he sailed the deep blue sea in 1493. Doesn't matter. What does matter is that Best Mattress is celebrating whatever year it was with a huge Columbus Day sale with savings up to $1,200 or get 50% off select Tempur-Pedic floor models. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Look in that mirror right now. You like what you see? The scraggly beard, the ear and nose hair forest? Ugh, clean it up. Hit my joint, Swagger Men's Grooming. It's Steve Cofield. I get my haircut and beard trimmed at Swagger. You should too. The ladies of Swagger can take care of you. Haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. I got the full service with the creams, the lotion, the works. Plus, they can clean up your schnoz and ears. Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling, presented by Swagger Men's Grooming.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
Brad Powers, straight out of Vegas. Fox Sports Radio National up here in just a couple of minutes. We look around college football. Some notes on this game. Adam Hill, first of all, do you have a side on this? Eagles 2, Eagles minus 1.5, Eagles minus 1, Giants?
I'm actually leaning toward taking the under, but I'd be on the Eagles right now. We've talked about this with a couple other teams. Like you're just waiting for it to be put together. You still think they're good. I still think the Eagles are good. They're waiting for Wentz to get healthy. They're waiting for, you know, everything to click defensively again. It's, I think, a lot of Super Bowl hangover combined with Wentz's health. So I do think they'll figure it out. I don't know that they totally put it together today, but I think they put it together enough to beat the Giants, who just aren't very good.
It looks rainy and nasty, but the line's actually gone up on the total to 45.5.
I think people.
So
like
you said you want to play under, so.
People like to bet primetime overs, and scoring is up all around the league, no question about it. So
Brad Powers with us, pregame.com. What's up, Brad?
Hey, how you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
We are good. So what do you think of this game? You on Philly, Giants, total, anything?
Yeah, I think I'm in the square side here. I know the bigger money's on the Giants, but I'm going to lean on Philly here. I just, look, in this series, for whatever reason it is, I would say the last 10, 15 years, comparable talent between the both teams, and for some reason, Philadelphia has had the Giants' number. 16-3, last 19 games they played one another. I know it's a short week. It's on the road. Philadelphia's banged up. The line is against me. I'm giving you a lot of reasons why you shouldn't be betting a lot of money on the Eagles, but I do lean with the Eagles here.
College football. Let's actually start off with a matchup tomorrow night. Have you taken a look at Air Force and San Diego State with SDSU laying 10.5, 11?
Yeah, it seems like a lot, and normally I would like Air Force as a dog, but I'll tell you one thing. Rocky Long, the head coach for San Diego State, defends the option well. He's won 7 straight over Air Force. They've covered 7 in the last 8. Give him credit. With a backup quarterback, a backup running back, they go into Boise and win the game outright. I think he's one of the more underrated coaches in all of college football. Air Force off a big win. Short week for them traveling. Give me the Aztecs to get another cover.
I'm going to come over the top on you on this one.
Uh-oh.
Air Force has a better throwing quarterback than they've had in recent years, so they're not as one-dimensional as they have been. And I'm looking back at the scores. You're right, Rocky Long has won a lot of games in the series recently, 7 straight. But the games have been close. 4 points last year. 3 points a couple of years ago. They got blown out in 2014. 2013, 7 points. Can I convince you to be on Air Force plus 11?
Ooh. Now, you didn't convince me to be on Air Force, but you convinced me not to have a big bet on San Diego State.
Oh, stop now. Don't listen to me. Don't listen. Square chair coming at you. But, the quarterback for Air Force has done a really good job. They had a turn to, I think it was the third stringer, and he's obviously a better thrower than some of the guys we're accustomed to with Air Force. All right, we go to the Saturday games. Let's start off with, I want to revisit Louisville one more time. Maybe we just put this freaking whole story to bed. Where's Louisville right now? They're getting, this is a mind-boggling number. I don't even know if they had a summer number on this. But, my God, Louisville's getting 13.5 against Boston College.
Yeah, it's incredible. And there's no team in the country I've downgraded more in all of college football this season than Louisville. I got them down nearly 2 touchdowns already from where they were in the preseason. And I'm not lining up against them, lining up to bet them in this one. I know Boston College is banged up. The running back, A.J. Dillon, might not play. But are you kidding me? Last week, allowing 542 rushing yards. I mean, if Dillon can get out there on crutches, I think he can get 100 yards against this Louisville defense. And the offense has been pathetic as well. Give me Boston College.
Is Notre Dame one of those teams that you've upgraded the most? They're laying 21 this week against Pittsburgh.
You know what I haven't? I mean, there's been other teams like Hawaii, Utah State, other teams significantly. I thought they were borderline top 10 team coming in the season. And obviously, maybe I was a little bit wrong. Now they're closer to the top 5. I can tell you one thing, though, historically speaking, since Lou Holtz left the sidelines 20-plus years ago, Notre Dame's bad bet as a double-digit favorite. How about covering only 41% of the time? I think they're a little flat off those 2 big wins against Stanford and Virginia Tech. I lean with Pitt here.
I'm looking at just a number that just jumps out at the board. If you're studying the rotation, and you see that Army is laying 15 points on the road, I think immediately you're like, okay, this is insane. But they've been pretty good, and San Jose State is awful.
That's a sharp take by you, because that's immediately what I thought. I was like, when in the hell is the last time Army's been laying this kind of number on the road? In fact, it's the largest away favorite role for them since 1996. Since 1980, they've only been a double-digit road favorite 9 times. They're 2-7 against the number. With that being said, I like the spot for them. They're coming off a bye. Army's been impressive this year. Are you kidding me? Almost beating Oklahoma on the road. And then the following week, dominating what's been a very good Buffalo team so far. How much left does San Jose State have left in the tank after last week? They come from behind, take the lead against Colorado State, blow it in the fourth quarter. Give me Army. It's not very often I'm going to say this, but give me the Black Knights minus the 2 touchdowns plus.
A little bit more high profile of a game with Michigan laying 9.5 at home against Wisconsin. Is this too many points, especially in a game where I know the total's not astronomically low, but you expect points to be at a premium here?
Yeah, and I think I'm more on the square side here. I think it's too many points, so I agree with you. But I'll say the money is on Michigan. This was 7.5 earlier in the week. Now it's 9.5. Looks like it's no stopping it. I'll say this. Wisconsin, last 33 Big Ten road games, they've lost exactly zero times by more than a touchdown out of those 33 games on the Big Ten road. They've covered 9 of the last 11 times they've played Michigan. They've covered 12 of the last 13 times they've been on the road in the Big Ten. Getting more than a touchdown, I can play defense, I can run the football. Michigan's offense has struggled against decent defenses. Give me the Badgers.
Stay in the same region, same conference with Ohio State, laying almost 30 points against Minnesota.
Ooh. Again, not often, and it's not best bet material for me, but I do lean with Ohio State here. You look at Minnesota the last couple of years under P.J. Fleck, get off to good start. 3-0, back-to-back years. But in Big Ten play, they get run over. It's a depth-shy team, young team with a lot of freshmen and sophomores. 2-9 against the number is the spread record again for Minnesota in Big Ten play. Ohio State had an uneven performance last weekend. I think they put it on the Golden Gophers. Give me the Buckeyes.
Just because they're close together in the rotation and in the same conference, I want to ask you about the Northwestern and Nebraska game. I probably should have looked this up, but there is not a good history for Northwestern as a favorite at home.
You know, it's not. It's definitely less than 50%. I mean, if you want to back Northwestern, generally speaking, you want to back them in the underdog role, and that's where they were last weekend, and obviously pulled an outright upset as a double-digit road dog against Michigan State. Prior week, they're catching 2 touchdowns against Michigan. Now they're playing with some expectations this week. But I'll say this, a lot of money on Nebraska each of the last couple weeks. I'm still not buying it. They're still the worst team in the country as far as penalties. Until they clean up the turnovers, until Nebraska cleans up the penalties, I'm going to lean with Northwestern, the more trustworthy team here.
Brad Powers, you can find his stuff up on Twitter at BradPowers7, pregame.com, and of course you can hear him 5 days a week straight out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio National at 3 o'clock. I want to hit a couple of potential letdown spots. One, Texas minus 14 against Baylor.
Yeah, I agree with it. I mean, Tom Herman, great as a dog, and he's now 12-1 against the number. Tom Herman, the head coach for Texas. Now, as a favorite, different story. Last 17 games, Tom Herman, the head coach for Texas, has been that favorite, dating back to his Houston days. 4-13 against the spread as a favorite. Kind of a letdown spot. I like Baylor here, plus the point.
Florida minus 7 at Vanderbilt after the LSU game.
I love Florida. Again,
really?
Love Florida minus 7. Yeah, and you just mentioned it. That's what the market is saying right now. Going to be a letdown spot off LSU. Florida's got a bye on deck. Are you kidding me? Vanderbilt, last 10 games in SEC play, 1-9 against the spread. I mean, no home field advantage. Nashville's a destination city. Everyone travels to Nashville. Florida hasn't lost it at Vanderbilt since 1988. Give me the Gators minus 7.
All right, smacking me around on that one. I like it. LSU, not that one. Georgia, 7.5, taking on Ed Orgeron, and you would think that he would be ornery, and so would his team.
I'm going to be on LSU here. Give me the hook, plus 7.5. I mean, this is only the fourth time they've been catching more than a touchdown at home since 2002. The other three teams, a pair of Alabama teams that ended up winning the national championship, and a Florida team with Tim Tebow at quarterback. I'm not sure Georgia's in that class. And I don't know what have we seen from Georgia? They haven't played a top 20 team yet. LSU, at least we've seen them play Miami, Auburn, Florida. They've looked apart now for 3 games. Give me the home dog, LSU.
Last game, Michigan State, often a great underdog play. Is it great here getting 13.5 at Penn State?
I'll tell you, you guys are very sharp because you're right with all your trends. Michigan State 16-5 against the spread last 21 times they've been a dog. They actually have a winning record straight up last 21 games as an underdog. 11-10 straight up as an underdog. That's incredible. But I'm not sure this is a good spot. And I just don't like what I've seen from Michigan State all season. There's not a single game outside of maybe Indiana where I can really hang my head. Hey, that's the Michigan State team I thought we'd see at the start of the season. Penn State had a week to think about the Ohio State game. They're coming off a bye. Actually, lean with Penn State here.
All right, Brad, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
There you go, Brad Powers. At Brad Powers 7, he puts his tickets up. We'll take his lumps when he gets them, but good stuff there. This is a spot everyone should listen to every week. Seriously, I know you're listening right now, so I should try to reach a different audience.
I think the whole show.
Well, this spot especially, because I think back to we suggest, it's really leans we suggest And I think we've been pretty strong, so I think.
Seems that way.
Or maybe I just erase the bad leans from my memory. You know, to close here, so you're going to go with the under, you think, on this game tonight?
Yeah, in the Eagles.
I just played the Eagles. I want to read a tweet that just came in about the NFL and the, you know, the way they're protecting the quarterbacks. LouDog777 tweets at us all the time. He said, legit question, how long until defenders just say F it and start pulverizing the quarterbacks? If they're going to keep picking up the penalties anyway, you know, I'll finish it off. Why not just do some real damage?
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it. I mean, I think there's you try to figure out what you can do and how you can get guys down, and I think you're going to see a lot of quarterbacks escaping plays that they probably shouldn't. But I just don't think guys are going to do that and take 15 yards on purpose without knowing for sure that you could actually hurt somebody.
Get on down here. Here is Silver Sevens on the William Hill Racing Sportsbook. Tie game as we go to the second between VGK and Pittsburgh, and we'll be checking out the Thursday.